from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Dan Coop alongside the head coach of Green Bay Packers, Coach Mike McCarthy. Coach, thanks for joining us. Coming off of a difficult loss on Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings, in the grand scheme of things in the season and everything like that, what does it do for your football team presently having that loss?
Well, the reality of it is it's a 16-game season. Mm-hmm. The regular season is concluded. We're an 11-5 football team. We're the number three team in the playoffs. And that's really the way you have to look at it, because now we move into a whole new different realm of football. So playoff football is distinctly different. We had a touch of it up in Minnesota. It was definitely a playoff game for them as far as their approach. And that starts this week. And it's important for us as a football team to shift gears. We're on a six-day work week playing here Saturday night.
And the atmosphere, as you mentioned, was absolutely electric. Can we expect something similar at Lambeau Field when they come back this Saturday?
Well, definitely. I mean, it's important for our fans to not sell their tickets and to come out strong. It was a very loud environment up there in the Metrodome, as always. It's a different kind of loud, artificial to be specific. But this will be a great environment. It'll be Saturday night, Lambeau Field, and we look for a different outcome, clearly.
And you said it was a tough loss right after the game. What do you see that you could take away that maybe could be positive from the game on Sunday?
There's a lot of positives. I mean, it's number one, you won't have to spend a whole lot of time going through your individual matchups. I think the preparation will be cleaner this week. We frankly have one game to go back and look at because we just obviously played in the week before. So those types of things, we were through this situation in the past with Arizona. So we have a little history of how to go about this. And it's a different game. I mean, when you play indoors and as opposed to playing outdoors, it's different for both teams. And we feel that it'll play to our advantage, especially being at home.
And how do you go about it? I mean, you mentioned the Arizona, but seeing a team that you're so familiar with being in the division and now seeing them two times in 2 weeks, how does that change what you do, what you go about, how you go about preparing?
Well, the most important focus for our football team is the mental preparation. Mm-hmm. Once again, we're on a six-day work week. So physically, you got to be smart during the week. What you ask your team to do through the preparation phase, but it'll be about the mental approach, the little things, the adjustments we're going to make going into this game. Division games are never the same from the first one to the second one, and it's even more so when you play them the third time in the playoffs.
And a lot of guys in the locker room after the game Sunday were saying that they're hungry now. Not that they weren't before, but that this may fuel the fire a little bit coming into this wild card game. And even still, you guys have won 9 of 11 heading into the playoffs. Do you still think as though the momentum hasn't been lost by this past loss?
Not at all. I mean, we're 9-2 over the last 11 weeks. We didn't probably have our jaw set clearly the way we should have yesterday, and that's always hindsight, and that's convenient talk. But playoff football is different, so it's time for us to set our jaw. We took too many punches in Sunday's game, and we look to turn that around.
One of the guys who played really well was DeJuan Harris. 14 of the 16 carries went to him for 70 yards. He's a shifty guy. He looks like he really brings the running game to life for you guys.
Definitely. He has a different skill set than any back we've ever had here. He's obviously a little guy, but he's extremely quick, extremely fast. He's got a lot of power in his body, and he's getting better and better each week.
And on the other side, Adrian Peterson obviously rushed for 199, 210 the first time you guys played him. What makes him so tough to defend?
It's the second and third effort aspect of his running, and we got to do a better job of that. I thought we did a great job at the initial point of attack. You can see that would result in a number of zero gains or 1-2 yard gains, but when his ability to break a tackle and come out of the pack, we got to do a better job on our pursuit in that second and third effort runs. That's where he was extremely productive.
And maybe lost in all of the rushing yardage was the play of B.J. Raji. He played a fantastic game. And Coach Capers, defensive coordinator Dom Capers, has said the last couple of weeks that he's playing some of his best football of his career. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that. B.J. was in their backfield all day. He played a lot on their side of line of scrimmage. And we'll look for him to be a force Saturday night.
And Christian Ponder really struggled a month ago when they came into Lambeau Field, and he was able to do some things very well yesterday. And you said on this show last week that they're a different football team than they were a month ago. What did you see that impressed you?
Well, they're progressing. I mean, if you watch them in our game, and actually I thought they played well in our first game, but they were getting better and better each week. So they're just doing the little things. They're not They're not trying to recreate the wheel. They're leaning on the running back, Peterson. It's creating, a favorable defenses for them to throw, and he's just being smart with the football.
Obviously, you would rather have the bye, but is there any conceivable way to say that, maybe things could be good for us playing week in and week out?
See, I really don't think that way. Mm-hmm. Once the playoffs start, the gun's been shot. So mm-hmm. we're one of six teams that are fighting to go to New Orleans. So our path has been set for us. We play here at home Saturday night, and that's all. That's what it's all about. And this is really a fun time of year. Mm-hmm. This is what the players really look forward to. Playoff football. This is what you work for. So really, it's short memory. You can also see it on the flight back. I mean, this Minnesota game is behind us, and it's all about playoff football and getting that first win.
Well, playoff football at Lambeau Field, obviously one of the more exciting things around the National Football League. We'll be right back here on the Mike McCarthy Show. More on the rematch with the Vikings coming up. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Coach, a lot's been made over the course of the season about Mason Crosby and his struggles, but for Sunday, he gets to go out and he hits two really big, important field goals in a game that almost seemed as if it could have come down to field goal kickers. How big was that for his confidence and for the confidence in him?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it was two big kicks. Obviously, we were in a high-scoring game. Points were at a premium, 37-34, I was very pleased with the way Mason kicked the ball yesterday.
And does that bode well for him going forward? Because he had been striking the ball well beforehand, just wasn't going in. But now it seems as though it's coming together.
Well, we're counting on him. I mean, we've obviously had some rough moments this season, and he's working through them. And he's a true professional. But at the end of the day, it's playoffs. We're gonna need him to kick the ball through the uprights.
And staying with special teams, Jeremy Ross. His audition at kick and punt returning yesterday, it seemed as though it went pretty well. He looked pretty explosive.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I was very impressed with Jeremy. I thought he did a great job breaking tackles, and I think that's something that you don't really know about the young man until you see him in live action just the last couple of weeks, where he's had opportunities to get in there, break tackles, both on the kickoff and the punt return. So very happy with what Jeremy was able to give us against Minnesota.
And he looks to be a bigger guy than maybe Randall. Yeah. Does that play a factor in the kick return game?
Real strong game? Hips. He's real strong through the upper leg. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has the ability to make guys miss. And, once again, he's a strong, strong runner. Does a good job handling the football. That was a pretty big environment to play in yesterday. And just didn't blink, had a lot of confidence. So I was very impressed.
And kind of staying with the kick return, punt return, is there an update on the knee and ankle for Randall? Will we be able to see him next week? And how close was he?
Well, we're going to practice Tuesday night, and that's when hopefully I think everything will mm-hmm. come to light. But I suspect that we would have Randall this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was out there Friday in practice, bouncing around. Looks like he was testing it out pretty well. So hopefully he'll be able to go. He's also the all-time all-purpose yardage leader in the history of the Green Bay Packers, this long history, at 22 years old. Talk a little bit about how mature this guy is and how explosive he can be for your football team.
He's very mature. You can see that from day one. Just his ability to come in and play multiple positions, also to handle his special team responsibility. And really, in his second year, it's just an emphasis from our coaching staff. The quarterback is we need to get him the ball. He's dynamic. He can do all the little things. He can play out of backfield. He's done an excellent job in the slot. And really, he's a big part of our special teams. He's what makes us go on special teams.
And on the offensive side, the guy makes the whole team go, Aaron Rodgers, 365 yards and four touchdowns yesterday. Really, what could have been construed as an MVP race game between him and Adrian. Talk a little bit about the play of your quarterback. Just unbelievable.
I mean, he's a special player. I mean, he does all the little stuff, all the at-the-line stuff. And on top of that, he has a skill set to play in the pocket, out of the pocket, makes all those throws. So Aaron's having another great season. He's really set a standard of play here the last three or four years, and he's doing a great job, and that's why we build the offense around him.
And a guy he found early and often yesterday was Greg Jennings, 8 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. Obviously his best game of the year. Did it look like he was the Greg of old operating in the middle there?
Absolutely. Just the opportunity to play Greg in the number 2, number 3 slot, just moving around and giving him more opportunities, whether they're playing us. Obviously had something to do with it. So, yeah, it's great to see Greg out there. It was great to see Jordy out there. It'll be great to get Randall back out there because, you want to be at full strength in the playoffs.
And it's almost unfathomable having so many weapons for one guy. I think in the last 2 years, Aaron's thrown 84 touchdowns and only 14 interceptions or something like that. Something just so lopsided that it's tough to even imagine. Can you even put into words the unprecedented streak of quarterbacking success that he's had the last 2 years?
Oh, I mean, no doubt. I mean, he's just just look at the quarterback rating. You know, I think the one thing that gets lost in the shuffle is ability to make plays with his feet. I mean, as far as rushing touchdowns, and he's always good for at least 250, 300 yards a year, you know, in rushing yards. And that's very important.
Well, second leading rusher on the team this season. But as we move forward into the postseason, let's talk a little bit about the rushing attack. Alex Green, the leading rusher so far this year. But as we talked about earlier, DeJuan is starting to be up and coming. How big is it going to be able to pound the football a little bit once it gets colder out here?
Well, really, who you play and how you play him really dictates that. So it's important for us to score points. I feel like we've done that the last two or three weeks. I like the way the offense has looked really the last month of the season. So we're going to run as many times as we need to, and we'll throw it as many times as we need to. But at the bottom line, we got people that can put the ball in the end zone. That's our focus.
Okay, great stuff there. We'll be right back on the Mike McCarthy Show. We're going to take him over to the Telestrator, look at one of the key plays in Sunday's loss against the Vikings. We'll be right back.
Third and four, snap to Rodgers, shotgun, steps up, rainbows, deep down the right side, Nelson's got it over the shoulder, down the sidelines, and he's forced out of bounds. Oh, I thought he had it. Forced out inside the Minnesota 10-yard line. A.J. Jefferson got him out, 73 yards downfield.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Coach, this week on the Telestrator, we're looking at a big play in the game, a third and three, bomb to Jordy Nelson for 73 yards. What did you see? Tell us straight what happened on that
one. Well, this was actually an excellent third down adjustment. We went to our basic vertical package here. You can see we're in a 3-by-1 formation, all three receivers to one side, and then we're just going to go vertical. Okay, we're gonna tack the seams. All right, we got a hitch on the backside, hinge on the backside, and with that, they drop down into backer coverage. Aaron does a great job looking off the safety and hits Jordy in stride up the seam.
Okay, can we roll the play here and see how this develops? Now, is this the disguise look that you get here, or they bunch up?
Disguise, they go to a 3-man rush. You can see how he's trying to jump the B line. So that's the hole, and this seam are the two holes we're trying to attack on a vertical seam. It was something that was talked about on the sidelines, and it was a great job, great route by Jordy, excellent ball. And when we go to the end zone copy, you can see how Aaron's holding the safety with his eyes.
Let's take a look at that end zone angle if we can.
Okay, you can see they're disguised in a 4-man rush. They drop out, so it's a 3-man rush. You see where Aaron's eyes the whole time. If you could back it up a little bit, please. Look at the stripe of his helmet. It's important for it to be vertical to create the middle of the field presence. Okay. And that's it.
And that's
excellent throw, and that's right where you're trying to hit. Mm-hmm. You see the angle of Jordy up the numbers. Aaron puts it on his outside shoulder.
So a perfect throw there. And then we see the one high look there. How does that change the progression of the play if you see the two high that you guys have been seeing for majority of the season? If we can take it back to
If you go back to the end zone, really, we're reading it inside out. This is an adjustment route. If this was a two deep route right here, the safety stays here, the inside route will keep it skinny and we'd still be attacking that seam. If it's three deep, you can see how Greg comes across here, attacks that safety, trying to get into that backside hole and creating the number one option. So Aaron's reading the number one option. He pushes it to number two to Jordy up the seam.
And this is a great angle for us to take a look at what the offensive line is seeing, what Aaron's seeing as well. So we have a lot of action going around the line of scrimmage. What is it that they're maybe checking off to or seeing?
Well, it's excellent recognition. You can see that they go to a 3-man rush, so we're looking for potential double teams all the way across. You see TJ's playing with vision, making sure we're securing inside out, and that's what you're looking for right there. That's an excellent pocket for Aaron to step off and throw.
Okay, well, perfect play drawn up by the Packers, and we'll be right back with your top performers and your game balls from this past week against the Vikings.
Four wide receiver package, snap to Rodgers, pump fakes once, now eludes a defender, scrambles to his right, on the run, throws the right side, leaping grab, JerMichael Finley reaches for the first down marker out of bounds. They're calling it a completion across the 40 at the 43-yard line. 20-yard gain.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Of course, we're here with Coach Mike McCarthy. Let's talk about some of the key players in this past weekend's game against the Vikings. We touched on a lot of these guys, Dewan Harris, Aaron Rodgers, but a guy who's really stepped up the last couple weeks, not just this past weekend, has been JaMychal Finley.
Oh, no doubt. I think JaMychal the last 6 weeks is playing outstanding football. He's getting more opportunities, doing a good job, you know, blocking downfield. Just doing all the little stuff. But, yeah, JaMychal's playing. He's been playing very well.
Now, how important is he when you see all this? It's too high that people talk about all season long, that he's able to work the seam and sort of maybe bust that a little bit.
Well, we've been getting more three shell the last 2 weeks. We hope it keeps coming because it gives us the ability to, play with everybody, utilize everybody on the perimeter. So, JaMychal's doing a really good job, particularly in the second hole of his routes as far as, playing to the second phase in his route running. So, he's obviously a big target. He makes us better, makes the other guys better, because anytime the big fella's running down the middle of the field, he creates better situations for the guys around him.
And with a guy like him, how important is it that he and Aaron are on the same page? Because he talks about it a lot in the locker room, the fact that he and 12, as he likes to call Aaron, need to be in sync for him to sort of get involved.
Well, that's important for any quarterback receiver relationship. I mean, just the way those guys are moving out there and the way Aaron's throwing the ball and the ability to throw your receiver open. You don't throw to open receivers in the National Football League. So, yeah, that's a vital part of any successful combination.
And we've been talking a lot about the offense, but let's get back to the defense. Brad Jones came in the training camp maybe as the third on your depth chart at middle linebacker, and he's had an incredible season in lieu of injuries.
Oh, no doubt about it. Brad's a heck of a football player. I mean, Brad's played good football for us the whole time he's here. It's been unfortunate where he's just kind of hadn't had a true opportunity until this year, but he's taken full advantage of it. But always a dynamic player on special teams, and he's doing a great job commanding that defense, and he's been such a playmaker for us.
And he's a guy that has overcome some of those injuries. So do you think it's sweeter for him now? You said a couple weeks ago he's kind of found a home, and you're a big Brad Jones fan. Do you think it's sweeter that he's kind of been able to overcome that and have such a good year?
Absolutely. I mean, Brad's he's one of the players on your team you want to point to because he works hard every day, very bright. I mean, he's always in his playbook, always assignment sound, and he has natural leadership ability. You can see it during his time on special teams, and now you're seeing it on defense.
Okay, well, we'll be back to wrap up the Mike McCarthy Show right after this. Back for our last segment here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Coach, an opportunity to beat the team that just beat you this past weekend, a home playoff game against the Vikings. It's going to be on a Saturday. Does that change anything about the preparation?
Well, it puts us in a six-day work week. And frankly, we would all prefer it this way. Anytime you just play an opponent, I think it's best just to get back after it.
Sure.
I'm sure that was probably part of the playoff thinking as far as when teams play and so forth. But to be able to play Saturday night here at Lambeau, it's going to be a great environment. Our fans are going to be awesome. And we'll be ready to go.
Can you talk a little bit about that environment? I mean, it's so people from around the country know about playoff football at Lambeau Field. It's just something that people want to see.
Nothing like it. I mean, there's nothing that compares to it. No disrespect to the other venues, but Lambeau is so special. It's a destination. You see people here all the time. The tours going through. So it's going to be a great environment Saturday night.
And we're playing a team for the second time in 2 weeks. I know we talked about the preparation. But kind of heading forward, what is the most important thing in your preparation this week for a team that you're so familiar with?
Well, the biggest thing is we're going to do whatever we need to do to win the game. We fully expect to win this football game and do it the right way. Make sure we're controlling the pace and the tempo of the football game. Make sure that we're the team that's fundamentally sound, particularly in tackling and handling the football. So those are the things that we're focused on, and make sure we get our playoff win here.
And no matter what happens at that, if you do win this game, we'll be on the road. It doesn't matter where you guys play. You guys are comfortable going anywhere in the country?
Definitely. I mean, it's pretty well set. And, we beat Minnesota, we won San Francisco, but we're focused on the Vikings here at Lambeau Field.
When you are playing a team like the Vikings, again, you're so familiar with them, you see how they progress. And we talked a little bit about Christian Ponder. What is it about him that they're so high on the Vikings are, that they see in their quarterback?
Oh, I mean, he's a good young quarterback. He's done a lot of good things. He has athletic ability. He's obviously very capable of running their offense. And can make plays in the pocket, out of the pocket. So, I mean, he's a bright young quarterback.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out just what happens on Sunday at Lambeau Field for the playoffs. For Coach Mike McCarthy, I'm Dan Coop. This has been the Coach McCarthy Show. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us.